From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. One bad apple spoils the barrel. You might have heard that saying. Apparently, it's true for misbehaving employees, too. Will Gerken is a professor at the Gatton College of Business and Economics at the University of Kentucky. He took a look at the finance industry and studied in particular what happens when you introduce a bad employee, someone who's committed some kind of misconduct, to a new team. The bad behavior can spread. Professor Gerken, good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so being a bad employee is contagious, apparently, huh? How contagious is it?
So in our context, we're looking at the financial advisory industry, which has been in the news somewhat for having some problem with some misconduct. And the issue that we see, when you're exposed to a colleague that's engaging in these bad business practices, you become about 40% more likely to engage in these bad practices yourself.
What about good employees? I mean, does it go the other way where you meet up with a good employee and they make a bad employee better?
Yeah, so this is a good question. What ends up going on is the bad behavior, the employees that are behaving well before they're exposed to this, they kind of update their own beliefs about kind of the consequences of bad behavior. And so if they see a peer that's engaging in these practices, and maybe they end up, you know, getting an extra bonus because they're aggressively selling their clients, or they get punished, but not very severely, they update their own beliefs about this types of behavior and then cause them to be more likely to engage in bad actions themselves. But on the other side, we don't see a whole lot of kind of a reduction of misbehavior when you put a bad employee in a good environment. They kind of keep their stripes, as the expression goes.
What should people who make hiring decisions, who are in charge of putting people together, what should they take from your findings about contagiousness of bad behavior?
I think the biggest takeaway for, you know, kind of in practice for hiring managers is that you need to worry about the spillover effects of having a bad employee. It's not enough to say, hey, I can manage this one bad employee. The cost of a bad employee is not just the internal cost of that, of dealing with that employee, but potentially tainting the culture of all the people that a coworker works with.
Will Gerken, professor at the Gatton College of Business and Economics at the University of Kentucky. Thank you so much. This was really interesting.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.